Ag disaster for some counties. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday, Governor Phil Bredesen officially requested a disaster designation to be issued to at least six Tennessee counties because of the extreme heat and dry conditions this summer.
Of course, Governor Bredesen, as you know, he has been traveling all across the state this year, and you can't travel across the state without observing, you know, how very, very hot it's been, and of course also how very, very dry it's been. And some parts of the states are suffering more than others, but to date we have, I believe it's six counties that the Governor Bredesen has actually signed off on and has requested USDA to declare them a disaster counties.
Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Gibbons says the governor sent a letter to Ag Secretary Mike Johanns for that declaration to include Franklin, Fentress, Meigs, McMinn, Morgan, and Scott counties. Dwight Dixon works for the Natural Resources Conservation Service office in Fentress County.
Hopefully there will be some USDA dollars to come down to give some assistance, whether that's for, you know, some type of buying hay or whatever they're having to do, because, again, some of the farmers are having to already feed hay, and with that in mind, they don't know if they will have enough hay to get through the year.
Franklin County farmer Steve Dixon says this is one of the worst droughts he's experienced in nearly 30 years.
Oh, I started feeding my cows hay back, I guess, toward the 1st of June, some of them, and we've been able to move them and give them a little more pasture, but take 150 bushel corn crop is going to be cut down to about 100 bushel here where I live. Go a little further south of us, we got some corn that probably a little better ground, but it's going to be cut down to, you know, 40 or 50 bushel. It's been the most expensive crop we've ever planted and probably going to be the least return we've ever had. That's what it's going to be a tough year, there's no doubt.
Now, with the continuing dry conditions, there will most likely be other counties added to the disaster declaration. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.